理课堂听 class.com。
One of the women in the Council of Elders spoke up.
We are now discussing the guardianship of the Baudelaire orphans. Under the new government program, the entire town of VFD will act as guardian over these three children, because it takes a village to raise a child. Are there any questions?
Are these the same Baudelaires?
Came a voice from the back of the room.
Who are involved in the kidnapping of the Quagmire twins by Count Omar?
The Baudelaires turned around to see a woman dressed in a bright pink bathrobe and holding up a copy of the Daily Punctilio.
It says here in the newspaper that an evil count is coming after those children. I don't want someone like that in our town.
We've taken care of that matter, Mrs. Morrow.
Replied another member of the council, soothingly.
We'll explain in a moment. Now, when children have a guardian, the guardian makes them do chores, so it follows that you Baudelaires will do all the chores for the entire village. Beginning tomorrow, you three children will be responsible for anything that anyone asks you to do.
The children looked at each other in disbelief.
Begging your pardon, Klaus said timidly, but there are only 24 hours in a day, and there appear to be several hundred townspeople. How will we find the time to do everyone's chores?
Hush,
several members of the council said in unison, and then the youngest-looking woman spoke up.
Rule number 920 clearly states that no one may talk while on the platform unless you are a police officer. You're orphans.Not police officers, so shut up. Now, due to the VFD crows, you will have to arrange your chore schedule as follows. In the morning, the crows roost uptown, so that's when you will do all the downtown chores, so the crows don't get in your way. In the afternoon, as you can see, the crows roost downtown, so you will do the uptown chores then. Please pay attention.Particular attention to our new fountain, which was just installed this morning. It's very beautiful, and it needs to be kept as clean as possible. At night, the crows roost in Nevermore Tree, which is on the outskirts of town, so there's no problem there. Are there any questions?
I have a question, said the man in plaid pants.
He stood up from his folding chair and pointed at the Baudelaires.
Where are they going to live?It may take a village to raise a child, but that doesn't mean our homes have to be disturbed by noisy children, does it?
Yes, agreed Mrs. Morrow. I'm all for the orphans doing our chores, but I don't want them cluttering up my house.
Several other townspeople spoke up.
Hear, hear,
they said, using an expression which here means, I don't want Violet Klaus and Sunny Baudelaire to live with me either.One of the oldest-looking elders raised both his hands up in the air.
"Please," he said, "there is no reason for all this fuss. The children will live with Hector, our handyman. He will feed them, clothe them, and make sure they do all the chores, and he is responsible for teaching them all of the rules of VFD, so they won't do any more terrible things, such as talking while on the platform.
Thank goodness for that, muttered the man in plaid pants.
Now, Baudelaires,
said yet another member of the council. She was sitting so far from the platform that she had to crane her head to look at the children, and her hat looked like it would fall off her head.
Before Hector takes you to his house, I'm sure you have some concerns of your own. It's too bad you're not allowed to speak right now, otherwise you could tell us what they were. But Mr. Poe sent us some materials regarding this Count Olaf person. Omar,
corrected Mrs. Morrow, pointing to the headline in the newspaper.
Silence, the elder said. Now, Baudelaires...I'm sure you are very concerned about this Olaf fellow, but as your guardian, the town will protect you.
And that is why we have recently made up a new rule, Rule Number 19,833. It clearly states that no villains are allowed within city limits.
Hear, hear, the townspeople cried, and the Council of Elders nodded in appreciation, bobbing their crow-shaped hats.